What specific problem does the proposed method, SNAP-KV, aim to solve based on the introduction in the paper?
The proposed method, SNAP-KV, aims to solve the problem of efficiently compressing the key value, KV, cache for long sequence inputs in large language models, LLMs. The introduction in the paper highlights that LLMs face challenges in processing long context inputs due to the linear growth in decoding speed and the significant memory demands of the KV cache during prompting. SNAP-KV addresses these challenges by identifying important attention features in the prompt and intelligently compressing the KV cache without compromising the model's accuracy. Specifically, SNAP-KV focuses on maintaining the crucial information necessary for accurate generation while reducing memory and computational overhead associated with processing extensive inputs. By efficiently compressing the KV cache for long sequence inputs, SNAP-KV aims to enhance the scalability and efficiency of LLMs when dealing with extended contexts.
How does the proposed method, SNAP-KV, work? Provide a detailed step-by-step illustration of the algorithm as described in the paper.
SNAP-KV works through a two-stage process. In the first stage, called voting for important previous features, the algorithm selects crucial attention features per head based on the observation window, which is the last segment of the prompt. This selection is done by calculating attention weights for each query within the observation window across all heads and aggregating these weights to highlight the most significant prefix positions. The voting process identifies important features that are vital for subsequent generation. In the second stage, update and store truncated key and value, SNAP-KV retains the selected important features and clusters the surrounding features to maintain contextual integrity. These selected features are concatenated with the window features containing all prompt information, and the concatenated KV caches are stored for later use in generation, effectively reducing memory usage. Additionally, SNAP-KV utilizes efficient clustering via a pooling layer to ensure that important details are retained without compromising contextual completeness. This fine-grained clustering algorithm helps in preserving the integrity of information by selecting features with high attention weight and copying the rest in context using induction heads. By intelligently compressing the KV cache while maintaining essential information, SNAP-KV enhances the efficiency of long context language models by reducing computational and memory overhead, ultimately improving model performance in processing extensive inputs.
What are the theoretical or practical benefits of using SNAP-KV method compared to existing methods for KV cache compression, according to the paper?
The theoretical and practical benefits of using the SNAP-KV method compared to existing methods for KV cache compression, as outlined in the paper, include 1. Efficient KV cache compression. SNAP-KV intelligently identifies important keys and values with minimal modification, allowing for effective compression of the KV cache for long sequence inputs without compromising model accuracy. This leads to improved memory efficiency and reduced computational overhead. 2. Consistent attention features. SNAP-KV leverages the observation that specific keys within prompts consistently exhibit higher attention weights across different contexts during generation. By focusing on these stable attention patterns, SNAP-KV ensures that crucial information is retained while compressing the KV cache. 3. Robust performance. SNAP-KV demonstrates robust performance across diverse long context datasets and LLM models, affirming its improvement over previous methods and comparability to conventional KV caching. It maintains high hit rates for important keys and prefixes throughout the generation process. 4. Compatibility with leading models. SNAP-KV can be seamlessly integrated with leading models like Mistral, 7B Instruct, VO2, and Command R, showcasing extended performance capabilities and improved efficiency in handling long context inputs. 5. Enhanced decoding speed. SNAP-KV helps maintain a constant decoding speed even as input sequence length increases, unlike baseline models where decoding speed escalates exponentially with longer sequences. This leads to significant speed enhancements and improved efficiency during inference. 6. Memory efficiency. SNAP-KV's ability to accurately retrieve information from lengthy documents, as demonstrated in the needle-in-a-haystack test, highlights its memory efficiency and precise management of small details in extensive input contexts. 7. Improve generation quality. Snap KV enhances generation quality by effectively compressing the KV cache, reducing noise from irrelevant documents, and enabling the model to focus on relevant information. This results in comprehensive summaries with detailed information. 8. Synergistic approach with parallel decoding. Snap KV can be synergistically employed with parallel decoding frameworks like Medusa, leading to a 1.3x to 2.2x speedup in processing long sequences, thereby enhancing LLM efficiency in long context scenarios. In conclusion, the Snap KV method offers a range of benefits, including efficient KV cache compression, consistent attention features, robust performance across diverse datasets and models, enhanced decoding speed, memory efficiency, improved generation quality, and compatibility with parallel decoding frameworks, making it a valuable contribution to managing the challenges of large-scale language modeling.
How is the effectiveness of Snap KV method validated or tested in the experiments conducted in the paper?
The effectiveness of the Snap KV method is validated and tested in the experiments conducted in the paper through a series of comprehensive evaluations across diverse models and datasets. The paper outlines experiments on various models such as Mistral, 7B Instruct, VO2 LWM, TextChat 1M Command R, and others, using datasets like Longbench, UltraChat, QMSum, OpenReview, and Space. SnapKV's performance is assessed in tasks like multi-turn conversations, long document QA, and retrieval augmented generation, RAG. The experiments involve analyzing hit rates, decoding speed, memory efficiency, and generation quality with and without Snap KV integration. The needle in a haystack test is conducted to evaluate Snap KV's memory efficiency and decoding speed enhancements. Additionally, Snap KV is tested in conjunction with other strategies like parallel decoding with Medusa to showcase its compatibility and efficiency in reducing memory overhead during long sequence processing. The experiments consistently demonstrate SnapKV's ability to compress KV caches effectively, improve model performance, maintain accuracy, and enhance efficiency in processing long context inputs across various models and tasks.
What results were achieved with the SnapKV method in the experiments across diverse LLMs and long sequence datasets?
The Snap KV method achieved significant results in the experiments across diverse LLMs and long sequence datasets. It effectively compressed the KV cache for long sequence inputs without compromising the model's accuracy. Snap KV was evaluated for accuracy and efficiency, affirming its improvement over previous work and comparability to conventional KV caching. The needle in a haystack test demonstrated SnapKV's memory efficiency and decoding speed enhancements through varied batch sizes and input lengths. Additionally, SnapKV's integration with a leading RAG model showcased extended performance capabilities. The experiments on various models, such as Mistral 7B Instruct, VO2, and Command R, showed that SnapKV outperformed previous methods like H2O in terms of performance and efficiency. SnapKV's ability to compress the prompt KV cache while maintaining accuracy was evident across different datasets and models, with negligible drops in accuracy even with high compression ratios. Overall, SnapKV proved to be a valuable solution for mitigating computational and memory burdens associated with processing extensive inputs in LLMs, showcasing its effectiveness in enhancing model efficiency and performance in long context scenarios.
What are the limitations or drawbacks of the Snap KV method based on the observations and experiments discussed in the paper?
The limitations or drawbacks of the Snap KV method based on the observations and experiments discussed in the paper include the fact that Snap KV's scope is primarily focused on the generative aspect of models, specifically targeting the KV caches during generation. This means that Snap KV may not be able to extend a model's long context capability if the model inherently struggles with processing long contexts or exhibits poor performance. Additionally, Snap KV's design does not address the processing of prompt inference, which limits its effectiveness in scenarios where the system cannot handle prompts of extensive length. While Snap KV effectively compresses KV caches to mitigate computational and memory burdens associated with processing extensive inputs, it may not be a comprehensive solution for all challenges related to long context language modeling.